Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show, and my special guest in studio with me is John Lever from Swanson Bark and Wood Products. You can find him online at swansonbark.com. You can also call the office at 360-414-9663, and if you missed that, we'll recap it here again at the end. Well, first of all, welcome to the show, John.
Thank you.
Well, I'm really glad to have you here because I looked at a little bit of your responses in some of our pre-interview stuff, and I can tell you that we have a lot in common. So let's, before we get started, visit a little bit about some of your background before Swanson Bark. What got you into this business?
I was a farmer, and this looks like farming to me. It's mm-hmm. You've still got diesel in your blood. You can't control what you pay for material. You can't really control what you sell it for. Mm-hmm. You're recycling. It looked like fun. So here I am.
All kinds of unknowns.
All kinds of unknowns. Yeah, my dad told me not long before he died, son, you're still farming. You just haven't owned up to it yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So talk about your background as well as a CPA, and how has this lent value to your role in your organization?
I don't tell people I was a CPA. I was a farmer, and then I did some troubled business workouts. And when I got done with those things, I figured I had one business left in me, and this was it. Mm-hmm. So I went to Swanson Bark, which was a little bitty company that pulled chips out of the woods and had a grinder, and you could have any kind of bark you wanted as long as it was red medium. Mm-hmm. And we've added a bunch of equipment, and now you can have almost anything you want out of bark or wood.
I'm going to skip forward to something here, John, because a comment that you made here about one of your pieces of advice in business was to be patient. And we'll come back and recapture some of the Swanson Bark stuff here in a moment. But I want to make sure that my listening audience doesn't miss out on this, because this is a principle that my dad shared with me and something that I've lived by as well. You say, don't get too spun up over anything.
True.
Visit a little bit about some of the majoring and the minors that some business people do, and you've obviously seen value in not getting too worked up. Tell us about that.
Remember that the goal, no matter what you have in front of you, is to take care of the customer. If you do that, the fact that somebody failed to put beans in the hopper, or somebody failed to get a given load delivered, or failed whatever, we can fix all those things. Get busy fixing it. Don't get busy worrying about it. Take care of the customer.
Mm-hmm. What do you think happens to our own credibility in an organization as a business owner? What do you think happens to that if business owners tend to respond negatively either to the mistake or the data point in the financials or whatever it may be? What do you think happens?
We lose credibility. We lose people. The people don't like being yelled at. We lose customers. They don't like being A missed or B yelled at, depending on what the situation is. Treat everybody with respect. Mm-hmm. It works way better.
So tell us now a little bit about Swanson Bark and what specifically your product are, because you mentioned a little bit about how this was like farming and all the unknowns that it contains. But talk about the organization and what your main product and service is.
We're basically a big recycler. So if you have wood or bark, any type of a wood product that you don't know what to do with, either we'll come get it or you take it to Swanson and we'll manufacture, say, playground material. So if your kid falls from 12 feet or less, we guarantee $10 million that the kid won't break. Mm-hmm. That's something we manufacture. We manufacture pins, which look kind of like sawdust that gets used in a special growing media because it's got porosity. The roots can roam around and that type of thing. We make several different types of bark. You can have nuggets and you can have fines and you can have it red or you can have it black. We'll color it different colors if you want it, and we'll do the same with wood. So almost anything you can think of with wood, including if we don't know what else to do with it, we'll make it into a fuel. We've got a machine that will take the needles off it, for instance, because needles cause NOx to go nuts in a boiler. And so it'll take it off and just deliver the wood for fuel. So that's kind of the fallback if all else fails.
Mm-hmm. I'll go into some detail as far as like the footprint of what your organization covers, because I've been by the facility a few times. I got a chance to visit it once. It's huge. And I'm like looking at what all you have there in these piles of all these different, you talk about the sawdust and the bark and all the different things. How do you keep track of what's there?
There's this inventory program, and we have a plane with a belly-mounted stabilized camera that flies over us either the last day or first day of each month. Mm-hmm. And then we've got basically a fancy version of Google Earth that our production manager sits down and draws all the piles out. and gives us the inventory, and he marks what they are. And in theory, there's a sign on every pile that says what it is. Now, mm-hmm. that's probably the first lie I've told you today, but that is the theory, and we know we are. But our range is Florida one direction, China the other, in terms of where we ship product.
Wow.
And we get product from roughly Canadian border to the north, a little bit east of the Cascade summits, west to the coast, and very little comes from south of about Salem. Most everything's north of there in terms of where we get material.
Sure. Let's talk about funding for business, because you mentioned about some of the challenges and the unknowns that you have in your organization, and this had to be very, very tricky for you. Talk about some of the challenges with getting funds for expansion in your business, because every business person is dealing with this to some extent.
The term nightmare was probably be closest, partly because we're very seasonal. We make about 75 or 80% of our money in a two-month period, May, June. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the year is spent getting ready for that. And bankers hate that, because how do you depend on a cash flow on a given month, except that you know you're going to lose money and build inventory? Mm-hmm. And our inventory will go up or down $2 or $3 million unintended, more than that intended. But mm-hmm. it can happen where we get a bunch of material we didn't expect, or we didn't get something that we'd contracted for, and that's just part of the deal. Mm-hmm. So you've got to have a banker that understands your business. Had a guy walk in the door a couple, 3 years earlier and say, we'd like to talk to you. And at the time, we were happy and things changed. And we talked to him and he said, yeah, I drive by here all the time. I watch your piles go up and down. I get it. Still want your business.
Mm-hmm.
And we're there today.
Mentioned about the tenacity sometimes that you have to approach a funding situation with, because you mentioned that in one case alone you had to make 26 stops before you found the right person.
That's correct.
How far do you did you have to do this a lot?
No, probably half a dozen, though, is not an unreasonable. It's like a sales guy. You know, statistically, you're 5 to 8 calls before you make the sale. Mm-hmm. Banks are no different. You've got to keep calling on folks because they all have a different notion of what they need. Some want hard assets. Some want cash flow. Some want stability of a particular industry. You've got to find where you fit in that box.
Very good. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show. My guest is John Liebert from the Swanson Bark and Wood Products. You can find him online, swansonbark.com. Again, the website, swansonbark.com. And the contact number, 360-414-9663. Again, 360-414-9663. A pleasure having you on the broadcast.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us.